I'm in love with that song.
I love that song.
I'm in love with that song.
I love that song.
I love that song.
I'm in love with that song.
I love that song.
I'm in love with that song.
Hey, it's Brad Page. I'm back in the studio powering up the mics and cranking up the headphones because it's time for another episode of the I'm in Love with That Song podcast here on the Pantheon Podcast Network. Each episode of the show, we take a song and look at it from every angle, trying to get a handle on what makes a song work. No musical knowledge is required here. You don't have to be technical. All you got to do is listen. This time around, we're listening to a track from a band that was big in Europe and the UK, but just never really caught on here in America. This is Wishbone Ash with Blowin' Free. We'll be right back after this message.
Hello, Pantheon Podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, three customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Wishbone Ash came together in 1969 with Andy Powell and Ted Turner on guitars, Martin Turner on bass, and Steve Upton on drums. Though Ted and Martin share a last name, they're not actually related. The thing that distinguished Wishbone Ash right out of the gate were those twin guitars of Andy and Ted. Though there had been other bands with two lead guitar players, the Allman Brothers come to mind. Wishbone Ash was one of the first to make harmony guitar parts such an essential element. That was the Wishbone Ash sound. They released their first album in December 1970. Less than a year later, they released their second record. And in May 1972, they released their third album called Argus. It's the album that most people consider to be their best. Argus was well received both critically and commercially. It was their biggest selling album, reaching number 3 on the UK charts. The Argus album flirts with progressive rock and hard rock, but it was the upbeat track Blowin' Free, the closest thing to a pop song on the album, that got them on the radio and exposed to a wider audience, at least in the UK. The song almost didn't make it onto the album. The band thought it was too poppy compared to the rest of the record, but Martin Turner insisted that they keep it on the album. The song is credited to Martin Turner, Ted Turner, Andy Powell, and Steve Upton. Martin Turner wrote the lyrics, and he plays the bass. Ted Turner and Andy Powell are on guitars, and Steve Upton is on the drums. The album was produced by Derek Lawrence and engineered by Martin Birch, both known for their work with Deep Purple. The song kicks off with a great guitar intro by Ted and Andy. It didn't have the same impact here in the States, but in the UK, learning that guitar intro was like a rite of passage for British guitar players. Like Stairway to Heaven or Sweet Child of Mine is just one of those intros that seems like every beginning guitar player had to learn. That introduction was actually inspired by an old song by the Steve Miller Band called Children of the Future. They took that and turned it into something of their own. It's a long, slow build-up before the band fully kicks in. They're gonna change up the guitar riff here. Let's listen to those guitars again. You can hear how they've panned the guitars to the left and the right to add some differentiation and some dimension to the sound. Martin Turner's bass part is also great here, too. Let's listen to some of that. Here's the first verse. Martin, Ted, and Andy are all singing together in harmony. When Martin Turner was a teenager growing up in a seaside town in southwest England, he had a summertime romance one year with a Swedish exchange student. Her hair was golden brown like a cornfield. When he was looking for lyrics for this song, he reminisced about that relationship and that story of teenage love and loss that became the song.
I know because I've seen her. Her hair was golden brown, blowing free like the cornfield.
Following that verse is a guitar solo played by Andy Powell, most likely played on his Gibson Flying V guitar. He was mostly known for playing Flying Vs. This is a great guitar solo. Next up is the second verse. Martin's Swedish girlfriend didn't speak much English, and he didn't speak any Swedish, but I guess they found some way to communicate. Apparently, when he asked her if he could kiss her, she said, "You can try." That phrase appears a couple of times in this song.
She was far away. I found it hard
Now the song shifts gears into a quieter, more melancholy section. Every good memory has a tinge of sadness for those lost moments you'll never relive again. What Martin Turner's bass and Steve Upton's drums are doing behind this section. It's simple, but really effective. This leads us into another guitar solo, this one played beautifully by Ted Turner. Just incredibly tasteful. I think that's just great. To me, he captures that wistful feeling of recalling old memories. But that melancholy doesn't last long. They kick right back into the verse riff, and Andy Powell takes over with another solo. Let's listen to some of that guitar. The main riff returns. And they return to the first verse. Guitar work by Andy Powell. Now some of their trademark guitar harmonies start to appear in the background. And here we have a slide guitar solo played by Ted Turner. Ted had started to listen to Ry Cooder, one of the great slide players of all time, and it inspired him to play a little slide guitar here. This is the first time Ted had ever tried playing slide. You can hear those harmony guitars start to build up from the background. Blowin' Free by Wishbone Ash. In the UK publication, Sounds Magazine, which was a big deal at the time, the readers voted Argus the best album of 1972, beating out albums like David Bowie's Ziggy Stardust, Deep Purple's Machine Head, and the Rolling Stones' Exile on Main Street. That's some serious competition. That just shows you how big Wishbone Ash was in the UK. But here in the US, Argus didn't get any higher than 169 on the charts. America just wasn't that interested in Wishbone Ash. But guitar players were paying attention. Bands like Thin Lizzy and Iron Maiden would adapt that twin guitar harmony style. And though largely forgotten by the average listener, Wishbone Ash left their mark on generations of guitar players. A couple of years ago, I was reading an issue of Classic Rock magazine, and they had an article on this song, which inspired me to dig out that album and eventually inspired this episode. It had probably been 20 years since I last listened to this record. And, you know, it's always great to go back to an old album you haven't heard in ages and hear it again with fresh ears. And it reminded me of my past loves and loves lost. Thanks for listening to this show. I really appreciate it. New episodes of the I'm in Love with That Song podcast come out on the 1st and the 15th of every month, so I'll be back soon with another new edition. You've been warned. You can keep in touch with the show on our Facebook page or on our website, lovethatsongpodcast.com, where you'll also find all of our previous episodes. And of course, we're available on Amazon, Apple, Google, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts, you'll find this show. And we are part of the Pantheon network of podcasts, home to many more music-related shows, so check those out too. Thanks again for listening to this edition of the I'm in Love with That Song podcast on Wishbone Ash and Blowin' Free.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.